Lunch with Bianca Reznikov. In for Pippa Hudson.
On Cape Talk.
Welcome back to the last 8 minutes of the show. And in today's music segment, we feature the sounds of Watershed, one of South Africa's most well-loved bands. Watershed were asked earlier this year to participate in the European tribute album to one of the world's biggest 80s pop outfits, Depeche Mode. Watershed joins the ranks of Alphaville and Yellow in putting together this incredible tribute album to the late, great Andy Fletcher, founding member of Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode's track Never Let Me Down Again has been given a 2022 update, but the original retains the essence of the 80s smash hit. Joining us now to tell us more is Craig Hines, frontman of Watershed. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Hi, Bianca. Thanks so much.
How did this opportunity come about?
Well, we don't really know. We were... I think it just... an email popped up in June. We were at the time touring Germany. We sort of working on our most recent album, and we were on the road over there, and an email came through to say they're putting together this tribute album. Andy Fletcher passed away a couple of months back. And so there were 30 bands that they rounded up around the world, and we could choose the song we wanted. We were just like, let's choose the big one, you know. They had so many big songs. It was just an incredible email to receive, and then to jump into the studio and start recording it was a load of fun.
Are you a huge fan of Depeche Mode? Are they someone, were they someone who inspired your music?
Well, it's actually quite amazing because, yes, to answer your question, when I was growing up, sort of early 20s, Depeche Mode was a really big influence on our age group. You know, they were such a massive pop, sort of electro pop band, so we listened to them as music lovers, and I never knew that I was sort of going to be in the music industry at that time. So I suppose to 20 years on to be able to say, wow, in fact 30 years ago that band that we really loved, or particularly Depeche Mode, to be able to actually do a cover of one of their songs is quite a weird honor to participate in something like this.
So their music, so they were a big influence, but what twist did you put on the song to give it, a 2022 update, but also a Watershed feel?
Well, I think when we approach a cover song, for me, it's always about really paying, respecting that original as much as possible. You know, I'm not interested in changing it to make it your own. I think you have to. That's why the song was so popular, because that's what it was. So all we really did was, we sort of listened to it as it was in its original form. We picked out the sort of the hooks and important parts. For example, if a particular line is played on a synthesizer, we put that same line on a guitar. Right. So we sort of shifted it slightly into the Watershed space. But as I say, all those hooks, just really respecting those things and just giving it a feel that we love.
Before we go to the song, because we want to be excited to listen to it, just as quickly as you can, tell me what Watershed has planned for 2023 or for the summer.
Well, we've been flat out now doing a video for Never Let Me Down Again with a great company, and we're very excited about the outcome of that, which gets released next Friday.
Oh, where can we see it? Will it go online or?
Yeah, we're gonna pretty much try and litter it everywhere. We're super excited about that. So that's the video for Never Let Me Down Again. But then it's the usual time of year for bands in South Africa. We'll start touring heavily from sort of mid-December right through mid-January. All our shows are on our Instagram page, on our website. It's pretty much flat out. And then we're looking at our, I think it's our ninth or so studio album for June next year, and then we'll go back to Europe and tour it over there.
Awesome. Well, we wish you well. Thank you for your time today, Craig Hines of Watershed.
Thank you.